We're at the Nebraska Cattlemen's educational meeting here, issues discussion being held in Wahoo today. We're talking with Laura Field, who is the Director of Legislative Affairs with Nebraska Cattlemen. Laura, you talked about the property tax situation, and boy, everywhere you go in rural Nebraska, that's a big topic of conversation right now. You also talked about how the landscape's going to change some politically. With a new governor this year and probably, what, 17 new state legislators, you said?
Yeah, so I would say property taxes are the number one thing when people call our office and say they're concerned about something. That's what we hear. And you're exactly right. We'll have a new governor for the first time in 10 years here in Nebraska. So both candidates who are running for governor have made statements about property tax relief. So I think it's something that's on the forefront of their agendas. We'll have 17 new senators at a minimum. We have at least one other running for state office, so we could have 18. And you never know if somebody's going to resign or move forward. So, you know, we have spent some time this summer as an association meeting with these new candidates, meeting with the candidates running for these seats, talking to them. You know, they're telling us they're hearing about property taxes. I fully expect that we'll see some ideas come forward with those folks when they get down to the legislature.
So one of the things talked about last year was lowering the valuation number from 75% to 65%. Is that something that will be picked up again this year?
I expect that it will. You know, we've heard a lot of talk about that in the interim. That idea did not get a lot of traction last year. However, it is a way to show some real decreases to people. There's obviously pluses and minuses to it, depending on where you are, depending on whether you're talking about just flat property tax relief, whether you're talking about school funding. But I think that is probably an idea that we will see get introduced. I think we'll see some discussion around should there be some caps on ag land valuations. How much can they increase every year? Should they only be allowed to increase a certain amount? And I think that we'll see some more discussion on money that's put into the property tax credit cash fund. There was some additional money added this year, and I think that's a really popular idea that will come back up as well.
Now, we are seeing land values sort of start to slow down or soften a bit in some areas, but as somebody pointed out here, it's probably not going to mean immediate relief.
That's true, and it's a hard thing for some people to grasp, but because of the way assessments are done and they look at them, they use average numbers, and they also lag behind because they're looking at last year's numbers when they're setting the budget out a year or setting those assessments out a year or two in advance. So land that sold 2 years ago for a higher price than it's selling today, they're still looking at what those averages were during that period of time. So 2 years from now, we'll be looking at today's numbers. So I think we'll see some automatic relief coming as those numbers continue to go down if they do, but we're still going to be dealing with the side effects of those really high values as the property tax assessor is setting those rates.
Well, it's a complex situation, as you were talking about, and one of the suggestions has been, well, the counties just need to tighten the belt a little bit more, and as we heard from one of the folks here on the Lancaster County Commission, can't get much tighter.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the counties get a lot of mandates from the state that they're told they have to implement, but they're not going to get the funds to implement those. And so most counties are up against their levy limits. They're trying to do everything they can, and they're seeing some services start to fall behind. You know, we've heard some stuff this interim about road and bridges. I know there's always talk about, you know, health care that's provided at the county levels. And so it is a very complicated picture. I mean, when you factor everything into what property tax dollars go to pay for, lowering it doesn't always seem like a popular idea because somebody's going to lose a little bit of money, and yet, you know, our members are going to have a little bit more money in their pocket, and that's certainly something that we think is important.